is like unto a merchantman seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all he had and purchased that pearl. Of old, God gave commandment that all the children of Israel were to be represented by a precious stone. He had a special garment made upon which to bear the stones, a breastplate in which the stones were set. And all kinds of precious stones were gathered from the earth. And they were placed, each one to represent a tribe, upon the breast, upon the heart of the high priest, that he should bear them there in the presence of God as he went about in his glorious garments. Beautiful stones. And rare stones. They were each represented as a precious stone to God, something precious gathered from the earth, hewn out of rock or dug out of pit, chipped and shaped and polished. Even the most perfect stones of wondrous worth were set upon the breastplates there to be held in perfect love. And within them, that is behind them, closer still to the heart of the high priest, there were two other stones called lights and perfections, Urim and Thummim. And by the stones God spoke, and by the stones God moved, and by the stones he gave his judgment, lights and perfections. Even the lights and perfections of all the children of Israel were the two stones by which the will of God was known. And the purpose of God was revealed, and the unspeaking voice of God moved there behind the stones in the heart of Israel. But when God wanted to find a stone to represent his church, he turned from them all. The ruby wasn't good enough, and neither was the diamond, and neither was the emerald, and neither was the topaz. None of them, not even the opal, with its lucid, lovely lights. He turned from the ball. And the merchantman, even Jesus, came seeking a pearl that could not be found in earth, though he searched in its deepest mines, and though he hewed through every rock, and though he climbed every mountain, and though he went to the poles or travelled round the circumference of the earth, he could not find it. It was a new stone, something out of a different element altogether. So he went to the sea, and he found a pearl out of the depths of the seas. It came out of the dark, dark depths, born under pressure, wrought out of pain. Protected from being crushed by his own strength, brought forth out of his own life, the pearl. Not in Judah, not in Simeon, not in Levi, not in Issachar, not in Dan, not in any of them could the stone be found. Not from a tribe of earth, though they be most precious, but from God, even the Son of God, God Himself. He brought forth His church, His pearl. Out of his own pain, he brought her forth. And she, he says, shall be the greatest treasure, the most perfect jewel. And for the church, he sold all he had. He let everything go. He bargained his own life against the sin of the world, against the malice of men, against the wrath of God, against the principalities and powers of Satan. And he bought her. He won. He brought her forth. When 'twas thought he could bring nothing forth, and had his blood been not the most wondrous, purest, holiest, glorious blood, he could never have found her, for she didn't exist, save in the will and the determination of his heart to go to the end and take all the punishment and go under the seas of God's wrath and bring her forth there in the dark where no eye could see, where nobody else could enter. There alone he did it. And she's his. She's his pearl. No hand was put upon her, no pick, no shovel, no tool. She needeth no polishing. She needeth nothing. She is the direct product of his own self. She is his glory. She oweth nothing to this man and nothing to that man, save only that man of glory. For she is of him, and she was found in him, the pearl. And that's where she is. She's in him tonight. She's in him, all glorious. She's in him, all wondrous and lustrous with a beauty unmatched anywhere in the whole realm of heaven and earth, or in the arts of men. She's here. She's still in him. He cannot be separated from her. He's still her life. She would die, be a bauble, thing of transient, passing, soulish pleasure, except she were in him. But she's in him, and he is in her. In fact, she is him. From his own hurts and wounds, and from his latter death, he secreted by ways known only to him. Layer and layer of perfect love, of glorious holiness, of sweetness and gentleness and comfort and strength. And she grew, and she grew, and she grew in the heart of Jesus. And she was perfect. I'm talking about you. You're lovely. You're priceless. You're incomparable. There are those of which he speaks, saying that in a certain day when he makes up his jewels, these shall belong to him. But they be not the church. The church is one jewel, perfect and whole. Wonderful. None eye has seen her yet. Only he saw her. She's still in his heart. And one day he'll bring her forth. And Judah shall adore, and Simeon shall worship, and Jacob shall fall in adoration at his feet. And all the tongues and tribes of all the earth shall worship the Lamb and his pearl, his bride. Believest thou this? The poet said, loved with everlasting love, led by grace that love to know, Spirit breathing from above, thou hast taught me it is so. Oh, this full and perfect peace. Oh, this transport, all divine, in a love which cannot cease, I am his, and he is mine. Glory. Then live in the heavenly state, for the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant man seeking goodly pearls. Live not in a hellish state. He disdained to have pearl upon pearl upon pearl upon pearl to make pearls. He says, I must have one, just one. Pearl, my church, seek ye then not to be a pearl of your own, as though he seeks to string thee on a silken thread and put you round his neck, one pearl of his whole
heart is all he wants. Live then in this heaven, let it be your joy, let it be your security, let it be the priceless treasure of your soul. Go ye and turn hell into heaven and misery into joy and conflict into peace and sin into holiness and darkness into light and death unto life. Turn the mundane into the extraordinary and bring men from self to Jesus. For you've been made the pearl. Believest thou this? He that believeth shall not make haste, but shall walk steadily and gloriously in the knowledge that he walketh in God and that he liveth in heaven. And already God has begun the great transformation that one day shall be revealed as he sets his pearl there. Oh, topaz, oh, emerald, oh, ruby, oh, diamond, where art thou? Thou should be the setting in the end for the pearl. For God shall set us there as the jewel of his heart, as the treasure of his soul, as the one most glorious concept of his mind, as she shall shine in his beauty. For the Lamb shall be the hidden light of it, and the glory that shines through, and there'll be naught that defileth in it, no spot, not a speck, for she is not come from earth, she has come from the sea, and he's going to do away with the sea in the end because he's got his pearl, and he won't want the sea anymore, and it will have served his purpose. And all things shall have been brought to perfection. He's going to create a new heaven and a new earth for this. The present heaven and the new earth shall be shamed by the glory of this pearl, so they'll be fled away from his face. For she's not of earth, she's of him. Hallelujah. 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 You either belong to this pearl or you don't. You can't make yourself a pearl. He make you a part of it. Are you ready to let Him? Are you ready? There's no one else like Jesus. He says, there's no one else like my church.